Hi there. My name is Paul. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. Yours?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Now, Lulu did want me to get on the line here. She was a little concerned with a service that you might have just signed up for, verifying your Google listing, doing a website for you, doing some optimization on the website with keywords and things like that. Now, that's great. I mean, if someone knows the name of your company, if they're looking for you by name, that's perfect. Your website will pop up. They'll be able to pick up the phone and call you directly. Now, we do that, of course, but we want our clients, especially younger clients who would benefit from someone who doesn't already know the name of their business to pick up the phone and call them directly. That's why we do a lot more than just a website and a Google listing. I mean, we create all the different content that Google looks for. You might already know this, but the businesses that pop up on the first page are not the ones that have been doing it the longest, not the biggest company, not even the guy who does the best job in town, but it's the ones that have the most relevant content, the content that relates to that particular person's search. The reason it's called a search engine, it's Google and Bing that are search engines. When someone goes online looking for what they need, the search engines search for content that relates to that search. So the companies that pop up are the ones that can satisfy that requirement, and it's almost 70 different directories, known to the public, unknown, things like Yelp and Facebook, of course, that most people have heard of and even some consumers use, but Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav, all of the directories that most people have never heard of. We create that content not because we want your customers to see it. They may never even know to look there. We create that content because Google uses it to determine what companies they display on that first page. Our whole point is to get you listed on that first page, whether someone knows the name of your business or not. Now, you signed up with PageHub? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, from what
Yeah,
I'm thinking is they'd be a competitor to you guys.
Well, they are an SEO company. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that they are a direct competitor of ours because, again, they're actually classified as a Google reseller. We're a Google Premier Partner. PageHub is a Google reseller. So they are affiliated with Google, but their relationship with Google allows them to sell and resell the same service to businesses and even their competition, because what they do is they verify businesses on Google. They make sure that you're an active business, that you're in the local area, that if someone were to call you, you would pick up the phone and provide that service. And they do websites for clients that don't have websites, of course. But what we do as a Google partner, when positions become available, we find one company to work with, create the content for you to be on the actual first page without someone already knowing the name of your business. So there's a considerable difference actually between a Google reseller and a Google Premier Partner. A lot of times resellers don't even know what it takes for a business to pop up on the first page. They're not concerned with it even. The real big business, or the big difference I should say in our businesses is that they deal in volume. Their success comes from signing up people, whether they do a generic website for them or not. They charge for basically PIN verification, which is something that business owners can do on their own, although admittedly it has become more challenging for a business owner to verify their listing. That's all by design. Of course, Google wants to make sure that businesses on the local map are actual businesses. So, you have to provide photos and things like that to kind of reassure Google that you're an actual business. So getting PIN verified is a little bit more challenging, but it's just one of the things that we do, one of the very first things that we would do, one of the things that we do simultaneously with other things to make sure that everything happens quickly. So they deal in volume. Like I said, they can resell the exact same service to competing businesses, whereas as a Google partner, strict Google guidelines tell us one business per area per industry. Our service area is all of the United States, though, so we don't have to put our clients in competition.
So they will call up my neighboring, my competitors, and work with them as well, whereas you won't.
They can. I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying they're allowed to. They most likely would. We are not able to, so of course we won't. We can only work with one business at a time per area and industry, and whereas they deal in volume, they don't care if you actually keep the service or not, because beyond verifying your listing, there's really no reason to be charged, even if it's just $199 a month, there's really no reason to charge you after that. You're basically paying like $199 as a hosting fee for your website at that point. But for us, I mean, we try to make our services affordable for our clients as we possibly can. I mean, I'd be looking at doing, I mean, it's a 50-mile radius. I'd be doing you a disservice to do like a $199 package because you might only get like 20 or 25 miles. But for just a little bit more, this would include an entire social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. In fact, $100 of Facebook ads would be included in a package that I would reduce. It's normally quite a bit more, but I would be able, especially on Friday of a holiday week, to reduce it down to $249. So for just a little bit more than what you're spending right now, you'd actually be getting a lot more. Not just all the directories and destinations to have your company pop up on the first page for services and keywords, which is the whole big kit and caboodle right there. That's the most important thing. But for people that might not even be at that exact moment looking for tree service, but they know in the back of their head when they're on their Facebook page, and maybe they go to sleep thinking about it, maybe the kids tripped over the stump that was there when they moved in, or they've got some dangerous limbs and they want to make sure, you know, that they get the trees trimmed. When they're on your face, when they're on their Facebook page, they would see a website that we would create for you. We do websites too for our clients in-house. They're usually a lot more detailed than what you might get with a Google reseller. A complete custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs. To be competitive enough, I would include the website for you as well at no additional cost, meaning we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Kind of circling back to what my point was, is that our success, and we've been around since 2004, our success comes from keeping clients on board for the long term. So we try to make our services as affordable as we can. We keep your phone ringing. Of course, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are on the first page. So once you're listed there, we know you're going to get phone calls, and certainly for your services, you know, $249 a month, even one job would easily offset the cost of that service, even for many months at a time. So we know that you would keep the service, and, well, let's see, less than 3 weeks now. April 17th will actually be my 11-year anniversary with this company. I do have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning as a company, though. We've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. And like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. So, I mean, I am aware of PageHub, and, you know, well, actually, I get a lot of clients from PageHub, you know, people that say, well, they told me I could get 50 miles and, you know, I'm not getting any calls at all. My heart goes out to you guys, and I would definitely admit it. I mean, the hardest part about my job in recent years are all of these so-called SEO companies claiming to be, you know, Google providers, or how some of them even say they're Google themselves, right? Some of these resellers that really have no morals will just call up and say, hey, it's Google, we're going to put you on Google for life. Some of them say it's a one-time fee, because for like verifying your listing, you know, one-time fee would be even more than enough. And like I said, it's something you can do on your own, but they kind of misrepresent themselves. We're Google calling. It's a one-time fee of whatever X amount of dollars. We're going to put you on Google and you'll be there for life, which is kind of true, right? I mean, you'll have a Google listing, but it's kind of like back in the day when we had the Yellow Pages, and all we had was the Yellow Pages. Unless you were AA this or AAA that, you wouldn't be ahead of your competitors and you wouldn't get many phone calls. Most people just flipped alphabetically to what they needed, started calling from the beginning of the alphabet, and you either needed to have 3 or 4 A's in front of your name or a full page ad, or you probably wouldn't get many phone calls. So it kind of works the same way. I mean, except, you know, of course, the guy who answers the phone, the guy who's available, the guy who has a fair price is the guy that we hire. We don't do that search anymore in the Yellow Pages, of course. We search on Google, and Google doesn't index by the alphabet. You know, they look for relevant content. So, you know, having a Google listing, you're kind of buried in the back pages where most people wouldn't necessarily know to look for you, you know.
Okay, so I have a question. What's your initial setup cost?
Well, you know, for the platinum package that is for residential and commercial clients, a 50-mile service area, a website included, it normally comes with just a landing page, but I'm going to upgrade that to a custom website. I wouldn't want you to, you know, to lose opportunities because the website's not up to snuff. We do landing pages for some of these smaller packages. We do have other packages. You know, if you were to tell me, you know, you go 100 miles, you got 5 crews, we might be talking about, you know, including some of the other bells and whistles, but I've already upgraded the landing page to a website. It is listed on our website. I'm going to send you a link. I'm going to send you the link to our pricing page right now. It's listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. Now, it is a holiday weekend, and what I'd be requesting from my supervisor is if I could even waive the setup fee altogether. I mean, just to make it affordable. I mean, I know, you know, the hardest part of my job in recent years are these companies, you know, most of them are a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or a startup company. You know, PayJob's not a startup. They've been around for about 6 or 8 years, something like that, as a Google reseller. But I know that a lot of businesses try these things. They sound very, very similar. I would want to at least be competitive with the pricing. At $249, though, honestly, with the website included, we'd actually have to earn your business for maybe 4 or 5 months just for it to break even on our end with the time, the resources, even a direct cost. Some of those directories that are required by Google require a fee for us to create. So, and with the $100 of Facebook ads coming right out of that $249, we are Meta partners too, so we do have to pay for those ads. Of course, it comes out of the $249. But I'd be able to, if I could get it approved, waive your setup fee and just do $249 out the door. It is Friday. My supervisor is almost always in a good mood on Friday, and it's Easter week. We're actually going to be out of the office on Monday, kind of a company-wide holiday. Now, of course, we'll still get the same amount of work. We'll just have only 4 days to do it. So I know that I'm going to have my plate full next week. I'm trying to clear my plate now. If I could get the website included, the Facebook ads, and even waive your setup fee, would that be fair enough? I mean, being that it's month to month, to give us the opportunity to get that going?
Basically, I would be paying $249 up front, and then just continue that monthly.
It is month to month. It's completely at will. This, again, part of Google guidelines. We offer the service on a month to month basis, no contract, completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, you can also pause the service. You can pause it if you go on vacation. You can pause the service seasonally too, like when winter comes, you can pause the service. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it would bill once a month, in this case for the reduced rate of $249, and it would bill on today's date, the 29th. So it would bill today. It bills proactively like your rent would. You're paid up for the entire month. The reason we do that, of course, is all the content that we create. The Facebook ads are up and running within a week or so, and, of course, we're already paying for those Facebook ads. So it would bill for $249 the day you get started, and then you're good for the rest of the month. And as long as you keep the service and want to keep the service, it would bill on the 29th of the month for exactly $249. So it's a reduced rate, but it's a fixed rate. It's as simple and straightforward as it can get. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits. And the rate will never go up. Even if you keep the service for years, even if we have to raise our price down the road, you'd still be looking at that exact amount, that flat rate of $249.
Okay. And then I guess, so I was just checking my bank account, and it looks like for PageHub that payment already went through.
Mm-hmm.
But they obviously they needed me to go. I haven't agreed to their terms and conditions and stuff yet.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
I don't think they started doing anything.
No, they wouldn't. Yeah, not yet. Obviously, they don't even have enough information from you, I don't think, to get anything started. But yeah, I mean, for anything like this,
I'm wondering if, I guess I'm not sure how to go ahead and cancel that.
Right. Yeah, I was just about to say, for anything like this, even with us, you have what's called a 3-day right of rescission, which means any time within 3 business days, so today's Friday, Monday, Tuesday, within 3 business days, you have the right of rescission, which means that they would be legally obligated to refund your money if you decided to cancel with them. It's also, I guess, within the exact same day, so they would and should be able to stop the payment. I mean, it's just a pending transaction. It shows it's being processed, but the bank doesn't actually take it out of your account until the end of the day. They would and should be able to stop the payment before it starts, so it never even leaves your account. I mean, that's how we do business. I can't, you know, really speak to PageHub or what Google resellers do or try to do. But you are protected federally because it is within 3 days. The worst case scenarios, you call your card issuer and say, I don't want to use this service. They've already charged me. I don't want that payment to be processed. They would stop it. And then, of course, make sure that it doesn't get taken out. If it does get taken out, they would fight to refund you, get that money back and put into your account. I mean, that's one of the things that our credit card companies do for us. So you do have a number of avenues that would be fairly easy for you to get that $199 back.
Yeah.
Or make sure that it never even leaves your account.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess I would be willing to go with you guys. I think I should probably give them a phone call and tell them that we should cancel with them. Because I am...
Do you have the number to call them?
Yeah, I have the number that they called me with. So.
Okay, that should work. And I was going to do it for you, too. I don't know it off the top of my head. I've searched it before.
Would you be willing to go ahead and cancel that for me?
Unfortunately, I can't do that. They probably wouldn't even want to speak with me, but the phone number that I see for them is 844-294-9621.
Okay, can you repeat that for me?
844-294-9621.
Okay.
Okay. And then...
Do you need any information from me to get started right away?
A little bit, yeah. The business itself is Kanga's Tree Service, and I see it listed as an LLC, so I understand that it is an LLC. My question for you, though, would be, did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business? Did you want it to be on your website, your listing on Google, the content that we create? It's a personal preference. There's really no right or wrong, but what is important is that it's listed the same way everywhere. So did you want the LLC to be part of that?
Let me see here. Just trying to remember what my logo looks like here.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, yeah, if you didn't already have a logo, that's one of the things that we would have done would be to create a logo, of course, with your suggestions. But I'll put it in the notes
yeah.
that you already have a logo. And any
yep,
photos,
yep.
too.
Yeah.
Any photos.
I don't want the LLC displayed.
You do not. Okay. Now, I would always suggest, if anyone ever asks me, I always do say leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. Some people like them, and I'm not going to, you know, argue with that, because the important thing is consistency. But in this case, we are on the same page with leaving it off. So we'll have it as Kangas Tree Service without the LLC. The phone number that we are speaking on, is this the number that you would want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number, the one you want on your website?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then the business itself is actually service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. There's not like a physical address, showroom, brick-and-mortar location that you would want your customers to see?
No, I don't really have a office like that.
That's okay. To be honest with you, even if you had an office where you did your paperwork or like a shop where you kept all your equipment, unless customers regularly come to you to conduct business, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you are out in the field most days. Now, one thing that Lulu did find here, and she was looking for your online presence. She doesn't get all the information from our inventory department. She just gets a phone number and a little bit of other things. You do have a Facebook page. That might even been where our inventory found you, right? That Facebook page. We have to find someone in the area that provides the services, some type of online presence then for that, but not on the first page and no bad reviews. But Lulu also did find an Angie Leads profile that does list the physical address. So I'm thinking this is probably your residence, if it's even accurate. The 18766 510th Avenue in Osage, 570. That's your residence?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure that address never does appear anywhere online since customers don't come to you. And then I guess Lulu either forgot to type it in or maybe didn't even ask. What is your first name?
Lars. L-A-R-S.
Lars. And then your last name, Lars?
Kangas. K-A-N-G-A-S.
Like the business name, okay? Never do want to assume. And then I did see on the Facebook page, kangastreeservice@gmail.com. So that's a good email for you, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And right in line with the branding of the business name. Now, most of the time, you simply will get calls directly to you. Everything does have the click-to-call feature. But when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. Now, because it is a exact match pretty much of your business name, that email address will also appear physically on the website, so people would be able to see that. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview department, calendar, I should say, because we will have our client interview department give you a call back. One of our technicians will want to kind of do a much deeper dive into all of the different services. And I do want to ask, I always ask my tree service guys, because not everyone does want to remove a stump that's already existing. Obviously, you'll remove or grind out the stump for a tree that you take down. But did you want to be found for stump removal, stump grinding?
Yeah. Yep.
You do, for existing stumps. Not everyone has the equipment, the manpower, or the desire to do that. So I did want to ask you that. But our client interview technician is going to go into deeper, you know, information about all of the different services you want to be found for. We'll do a keyword research for what people are typing in. We'll give you those keywords and search phrases. You can say, yep, I like it. Let's go with it. You can say, hey, can you add this? Or, oh, could you remove that? So it's going to be a collaboration. And, of course, we want to talk to you about how you want your website to look, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to stay knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, Lars. Of course, we do take care of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that I'm required to do, because we are Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Lars, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, especially with that reduced pricing. It does, of course, course, go over that. It's a month-to-month service that we're waiving your setup fee, including your website, reducing the cost of the service, etc. The voice verification, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there and schedule that follow-up call. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay, Lars. Give me just one second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Lars, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Angus Tree Service.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that, leaving off the LLC. And then, Lars, please state your name and your official title within the business.
I guess I am the owner. What would I say for that?
You're the owner, the owner-operator, and your first and last name I have is Lars Kangas, right?
Yep. So do you want me to?
Yeah, you can. I think we've already covered it sufficiently for the voice verification. But as the owner of Kangas Tree Service, Lars, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Lars, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Mr. Kangas, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important, Lars, that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from not just my company, but also from your potential customers. Of course, Mr. Kangas, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with the service. It does also say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware both of PageHub and Angie Leads. We know you have a Facebook page. In fact, if you like, we can actually have the Facebook logo or icon as a clickable link on your website. So if people click on it, it goes right to your Facebook page. So anything you already have going is going to continue to work for you. It's just going to reach more people. The reason I'm asking this is, first of all the content that we're going to create for you. A Yelp listing, for example, is part of it. Yelp charges for their service, but we include the Yelp listing as one of the many directories that we'll create for you. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important, especially making sure that we leave off the LLC, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're definitely not saying you cannot hire someone else. Of course, you will not need to. We are, though, saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Lars, we ask that you at least let us know, so we'll make sure that all of the information is always accurate. Mr. Kangas, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you, that custom website. We'll also make sure that no address appears for your business, since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning. We also do it periodically, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. So with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, and even with my supervisor's approval to waive your setup fee, being a month-to-month service, the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 29th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Lars, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is in fact an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and we'll also be including that Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, Lars, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. And again, that rate will never go up. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and pause the service for any reason. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally, you can certainly do so by simply contacting our client support team. Lars, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Kangas, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Lars, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, Lars, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that initial payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
And is it first and last name for you, or any middle initial, or anything else there?
Just first and last.
First and last, okay, and then the business name. You said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4034-5200.
Yes, sir.
1711.
Okay.
2813.
The expiration month and year?
7/25.
7/2025, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
767.
767, okay. I've got 767, 767 on the back. I've got July or 07 of 2025 for the expiration date. Lars, was the card itself 40-34-5200-1711-2813.
Yes, sir.
Does that bill at the 18766 510 Avenue 56570?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I would be more than willing to give you that information now.
Thank you. I'm ready for the information.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. And that's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour. The call usually takes about 25, 30 minutes and usually gets you within the first couple of minutes of that being scheduled. I can get you in at 4, and there's also one spot available at 5. Would either of those times work today for you to receive that call?
4 would work.
4? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of answer any questions that you might have and then hand it over to your interview technician. I might already be on a call. Honestly, I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I'm almost always on the call, but hopefully I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call. If I am already on a call, they'll certainly call you on their own, and they'll, of course, have your file. They'll take really good care of you. I did, though, want to add a little bit of extra security here, just another layer of protection, a question and an answer here. If anyone calls us and tells us that they're with Kangas Tree Service, even if it's you, Lars, and we recognize your voice, we may occasionally ask you for the answer to the question. And then even more importantly, especially like in a week when your website and everything else is active, if you start getting phone calls from someone claiming to be Google, or even if they claim to be Local Splash, they'll need to know, first of all, my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that information within 15 or 20 seconds, just politely let them go. If they're calling you and asking you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Again, the voice verification has already been recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. And as I mentioned, it clearly states it bills once a month on the 29th for exactly $249. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those, Lars, would you want for your security question?
We could do my first pet's name.
First pet's name? And then what is the answer?
Badger.
Badger? That's just a nickname. It wasn't an actual badger, was it?
It was a nickname. It was a dog that we called.
A dog called Badger. I spoke with someone earlier, and his first pet was Oso, which is Spanish for bear. And I'm like, it definitely wasn't a bear, though, right? Badger. I got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then, did you happen to receive either the automated email? It looks like our system sent everything. Our emails all get sent in bulk every couple of minutes. The first one that you get is the Local Splash initial invoice. It actually looks like the the welcome email should be on its way. The initial invoice does have the client support phone number and information on there also. And then Lulu actually did request that we send you a general email that got triggered as soon as I put your email into the system. One of the emails says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't necessarily need to look at that one right now, but like I mentioned, getting PIN verified is a little bit more comprehensive than it used to be, and it was never really easy for business owners, but now Google wants us to make sure we can provide as much information as we possibly can. Pictures of your equipment, pictures of your service vehicle. Of course, there's no physical workplace for that. Google usually understands and just wants a picture of your vehicle even in front of your home where it's parked when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
It's insured.
Insured. Licensing is not always important or necessary in certain industries and areas, and of course it's just going out on that automated email. If you've got that information for the insurance or a business card or anything, like I said, there's a link on there that helps us get everything verified. It's not going to be stuff that appears online unless it's no photos that you want on your website, but it is to make sure that everything's Google compliant. The one thing that I did want you to see here, and then I'll get you off the phone real quick, is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you click on that one, it's going to say something like, hello Lars, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that email?
Yep. I just clicked on it.
If you click on it, it goes to the local splash terms of experience, which is the written terms and conditions, everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. I don't want to walk you through everything here. Of course, I know your time is valuable, but real quick, Google is going to be our main focus because it is everyone's main focus. But it's about 1 out of 10 that are going to choose Bing over Google. Most of them do that search on their smartphone. So we'll mirror that content as well. Again, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles that access the internet, your business can pop up there as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo or Yelp, Facebook. It's everything necessary for you to be on that first page. We are doing that custom website. We are doing the Facebook ads. I do see the line that goes across, and if you see it too, it goes with your mobile number below it. And then a couple of boxes below that. We would want you to click on both of those boxes. One is I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. We certainly would want to be able to send you a text now and then. And then the other one, I authorize or certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer. So click on that box. The longer box below it with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before and or after. If you're typing it in, it is case sensitive. So the L and the K are capitalized, just the space between them. Once you've got your name as it appears in the box, please do click the confirm signature box to the right of it. That does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, included the website. It also will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Lars, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to the login page. If it's asking you for a username and a password, just let me know.
Yep, it's asking me.
Okay, you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for us to create the content that will then be tracked. But within the next day or so, maybe by the end of the day or early next week, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password that you can change once you log into your account. Looks like the system has generated the username already, and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it is very easy for you to remember. In this case, it's your phone number. The area code is included, but only numbers. So no dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. So your username, of course, is 218-841-3638. Lars, in any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include your username or your phone number. In this case, it's pretty much the same thing. That lets us easily and quickly access the information and forward it to the right department. Anything and everything can be sent to the support email, although they may, in the client interview, give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. If you wanted to email the photos team directly, you certainly could. But I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email inbox. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G, which just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And let's see, there's still time, or is there not still time? Our automated system also does send a reminder email that goes out an hour prior, so there's not time for that one, but that's okay too. You've already got the calendar invite, and that call is scheduled for about a half an hour from now at 4 o'clock. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, as I mentioned. I hope I am, because it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get this going for you, get you on that first page, and get your phone ringing. Looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. Lars, if I'm not able to join that call in the 4 o'clock hour, I did want to tell you we have a wonderful day and enjoy the holiday weekend. But hopefully I'll be able to say hello to you in about half hour or so.
Yeah, I will.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Lars. You've been patient and kind, and I definitely appreciate that, especially on a Friday towards the end of the day, towards the end of the week. But we'll be giving you a call back here with me on the call or not. We'll call you back in about a half an hour.
All righty, sounds good.
Thank you, Lars. Thanks a lot. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
Yep, you too. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.